Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Another good day. I mean, listen, I told you, March Madness is my favorite time of the year, and today continues to disappoint. That's reality. It's not too bad. Nothing too crazy. But it's also a good day. Aaron Rodgers has made his way to Pittsburgh, which we'll talk about later on in the show, whether or not you like that or not. The Cavs play tonight at 10 o'clock, continuing their West Coast trip. That's gone so well so far. A lot to get into. We have so many things. It's such a joyous Friday. I actually am. I'm feeling good today. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here until 11. Jax Gregory on the board as well. You heard him in the 2020s and doing work behind the glass. Anthony Alant with us tonight. I sit here and I go throughout my day and I listen to a good amount of the station. And it just felt like, and it wasn't a feel like, it was a truth today that every show started by talking college basketball. And it's a natural thing and that's okay. And I was sitting there listening, and Ken and Anthony had talked about, oh, if you're going to go see a college basketball game, make sure you go see it in the first round. And I was like, maybe, you know, round 64 might be interesting. Like, yeah, you get the biggest chance at an upset. I could see the take. And Daryl and Dan were filling in for Baskin and Phelps today, and they were like, if you get a chance, you go out and you watch the games. I was like, I can get behind that. I'm going to the games on Sunday. So I vastly agree. If you can go to the games, why not go to the games? And then Nick and JP decided to talk a little bit of college basketball today. And normally, I would say a lot of my thoughts align with at least one of those two, and it's going to be similarly here too, but they took either side of this argument, and I don't do well with what I consider like old head arguments when it comes to sports, and it's just like stuck in my ways. It was better in my time, and that's exactly what happened to kick off afternoon drive today. It was the old head, it was better in my time type of take, and here's what we got. Nick and JP today arguing whether or not your feelings on college basketball has essentially changed.
Has your relationship with college basketball changed? I'm just pushing back on the idea that every time, I felt like this is like baseball, as a baseball fan too, where every conversation turned into how baseball sucked. It's a little tedious for me. I have high hopes for today. Save us, Robert Morris.
Okay, but if that's the case, though, and you're playing sick, so I'm not going to put this on you, but if you hadn't been sick and watched 25 minutes, I would say your point is null and void here today because I consumed a lot of it. The sport is not what it used to be in my mind, and a lot of it used to be based off of big-time coaches against big-time coaches. That's why I think I liked Kansas-Arkansas so much last night.
The sport itself, I don't think actually college basketball has changed all that much. Like, I'm sitting here and listen, I'm 23 years old. If you want to argue that it's changed in the last decade, the last 15 years, and it hasn't been the same, I can't argue against you all that much. I wasn't watching March Madness before I was born, right? Can't go too deep into that. Can't say that at age six, I was dialed into March Madness from start to finish. But I think at the same time, the March Madness that I watched like growing up in middle school is still very similar to the feeling that I have right now with March Madness. I don't think there's much of a difference at all in the actual point of the game, in the actual play that you see on the court. It's a lot of the same. I think you get a lot less of the individual takeover basketball that you get in the NBA. You still get the very team-centered aspect of the game. I just don't understand this, and I've seen this argument aside from just JP too, where it's like, oh, the first round has kind of been, it's kind of been bad. It's been boring. Like, yeah, we haven't really had the Cinderella run, the upsets, but if you knew anything about college basketball coming into this year, I would assume that you would have been on the same page, that you wouldn't have expected a ton of those. College basketball has been extremely top-heavy this year, and the good teams are very good, and the bad teams are not nearly as good. And the same thing rides through with this tournament, is that the top seeds in this tournament are just going to be better for the most part than a lot of these bottom seeds. Or the team that you expect to win, for instance, like today in a Colorado State versus Memphis, Colorado State, the 12 seed compared to a 5 seed Memphis, is still the sort of better team. They were favored coming into the game. It was expected that the 12 seed Colorado State would quote-unquote upset 5 seed Memphis. But it's the same exact thing. I've had just as much fun, and I think that this is the number one sports day in the year, really between these 2 days and March Madness in general. I don't think it gets better than watching sports in March. And I wouldn't even consider myself like a diehard college basketball fan. I would consider myself a pretty big college basketball fan. Like here and there, I don't think I lock into necessarily individual players and the guys coming up. I can name you the starting roster for every team within the top 25. No, I don't feel like that. But I would say I watch a decent amount. I know the big names. And I can definitely sit back and enjoy March Madness. I can't do the old head, well, it just wasn't like it was back in my day. I didn't realize JP was on Inside the NBA. Didn't realize that's the route we were going down. Well, the game's just not the same from when I enjoyed it. The game is the exact same. Just because it's a bad tournament year, you can say it's a bad tournament year and you don't enjoy the play that you're getting because it's not as exciting. Like day one, we only got a couple of games separated by single digits within all of day one. And I can see where that's sort of lackluster, but it's just lackluster because the tournament in day one hasn't been amazing. It's not lackluster because, oh, well, it was just better the way that they played it back in the day. No, I think the reality that sets in is, now as we watch college basketball and as you've watched it within the last decade or so, your information and your knowledge on these teams continues to grow and grow. Even if you're out of the sport, the information is so readily accessible and so deep delved into that you can look at a 12 Colorado State versus a 5 Memphis. And you know what? If it was 20 years ago, you'd probably look at it and go, well, of course, the 5 seed's the favorite, right? 5-12, this should be a game that's pretty much a cakewalk. Well, now I can turn over to Vegas with the click of my fingers and look at this team and go, oh, well, actually, Memphis is kind of frauds, and Colorado State's really good, and Vegas actually agrees with that take, and now I'm kind of expecting Colorado State to win. If that rips off some of the fun for you, well, then welcome. Welcome to the current day. But the play has not changed. I'm enjoying college basketball just as much this year, I think, as I ever have. I think that this has actually been kind of a fun season, and it's been a disappointing tournament for me because I'm a moron. It hasn't been a disappointing tournament from the actual aspect of the games that you're getting. Again, maybe not the Cinderella close games, maybe a couple of ones that are blowouts, but in terms of the product, it's basically the same product we've been watching since March Madness has been around. It's college basketball. It's team-oriented basketball. You see guys missing free throws left and right. You see guys missing wide-open threes left and right. And I'm sitting there looking at guys score the basketball in ways in which I just don't see in the NBA. Like, what was this layup? How did he get there? How did this thing fall? I don't understand why this happens. And that's just how I watch college basketball. It's just looking at it and going, there was no coordination there. That shouldn't work, but it did. That's fun, right? If you watch Bryant tonight, are they not? They're in Cleveland. They're in Cleveland taking on Michigan State. If you end up watching Bryant tonight, I have not seen it with my own two eyes, but according to Jax, top kid shooting form is about backwards. It just does not make any sense. And he won the conference player of the year for Bryant's conference. Like, okay. That's what you're going to see. it's just as fun. There's just as much Cinderella story last year as there was in 2005. Every single year you still get it. The game has not changed. Again, I hammered down on the old head take of it's not the same. Like, okay, if that's what we're going down, everybody else seems to be enjoying it, right? But because you're not as involved in college basketball, you don't enjoy it. And maybe it's hypocrite here sitting here at 23 watching college kids play basketball just beyond being actually at this point, I'm younger than half the college kids, I feel like. Half these kids are 25 playing in their third graduate year. Like, maybe it's just because it's still kids my age playing, but I just don't think the game's any different than it was. I think I get the same enjoyment out of it. Maybe JP does not feel the exact same way watching younger players play and it being like, it's kind of weird to yell at a kid that's 15 years younger than me. But I don't know. For me, it's the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing I've been watching since I was like 11. And I love it just as much. I'm going to continue to enjoy March Madness. I'll continue to enjoy it while I'm there on Sunday. But am I in the wrong here? Do you feel like saying that the game is different is the old head take? And if you want to let me know, 216-474-0092. You can also get to me at Volnick Jake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C Jake on X there so we can get to our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Just like John did, where he said the issue with college basketball is the portal. It seems like all the good mid-major players that were developed from scratch and would normally stay at their school for 4 years are moving up to Power 5 schools after 2 years at smaller schools. Like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe the mid-major part of it, to a degree, you lose some of those guys. There's still guys flying under the radar, though. Like, who's the kid at Drake right now? Is it Bennett Sturts? Did I get the name right? Is that the...
I can't remember his name, but you were telling me about him.
Yeah, I want to say...
straight bucket.
Yeah, I want to say it's Bennett Sturts. He's an absolute bucket. And he has Drake winning games against the quote-unquote Power 5 of the SEC and how incredible the SEC was this year. And they got, what, 17 teams in, 14 teams, something ridiculous. And they walked out there with the Drake Bulldogs and took him to town. I mean, Des Moines, Iowa... We learned that in the show yesterday. Jax and I off the air. We were like, where on earth is Drake? Would have never been able to tell you it's in Iowa. That's the mid-major program that I think is having the same level of success and is sort of your Cinderella run. It's an 11 seed, right? Just because you know more about Drake basketball, it doesn't make it any more of a fun story for me. Just because you can be like, oh, that kid is really good. Not, I've never heard of that kid. Like, I agree to a point. There's definitely some of the... lost love with the mid-major schools. But honestly, it's the same thing. Like, you see kids transferring out of major schools at this point. Not necessarily going to mid-majors, but you see them going to other Power 5s. Or the kids that aren't starting on those Power 5 schools then drop down to mid-major schools. And then play for them and become the stars at those schools. The transfer portal, while yes, NIL has pushed a lot of it to be more top-heavy, it's also at the same time spread around the talent. Like, not everybody just goes to play for Duke because Coach K's there. That's not what happens. And I mean, there's going to be the recruit. Like, you see right now, St. John's obviously having a resurgence due to Rick Pitino. JP talked about in that clip, Arkansas, Kansas last night, which, by the way, was still a great game. The other side of that argument, though, if you're watching it for coach versus coach matchup, I don't think I've ever really dialed into a college basketball game and been like, oh, here we go, March Madness, where Bill Self takes on John Calipari. Like, no, it's, oh, yeah, those are two really good coaches going on. I wonder which one draws up the better program here and their kids execute. I've never really bought into, oh, the giant coaches. Like, Tom Izzo, hint if you're thinking about my bracket, Tom Izzo not going to make it very far in my bracket because the dude can't win tournament games. I'm not dying to see one of the greatest coaches. I'm not worried about, is Tom Izzo going to make the run? No, I'm like, oh, wonder if Michigan State shows up this year. I do, again, I feel like it's borderline old head takes. So 216-474-0092. Am I in the wrong? Is this old head, is this just new age talk from me and I'm just blind to it? Or is it kind of old head take to say it was better in your day and not the current day? Well, I also want to get into the Browns here coming up. On the other side as well. So much belief in the Browns. So much belief in the quarterbacks shining through, yet every expert saying we shouldn't take one. Got a lot coming up for you. Draft Daily, we're going to be joined by Terry McCormick of Titan Insider to break down what on earth the Tennessee Titans are going to do at the top pick. A lot more as well, just like we always do. The Station Buzz at 7:40. We'll get to Get a Grip at 9 o'clock with a special edition of a member in this room right now. We'll get to that. We'll bring in Anthony Alanta as well later on in the 10 o'clock hour for Change Your Mind. We'll preview the Cavs. A lot to get to, but 216-474-0092. Am I wrong in calling it an old head take that college basketball is just not the same? And we'll get into what the Browns are doing in the draft here. Coming your way in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here until 11 on Overtime on The Fan. Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan. I do kind of want to get into what's been going on at the quarterback spot. As I sit here and I tell you, I told you we were going to do it last night. I don't think we did a very good job, okay? I'll be honest. I don't think I did a very good job at keeping you updated on college basketball. Anthony will have you covered all night. If you pay attention to the 2020, Anthony will definitely be on top of it. I'll also try to be on top of it. But we are in kind of a dead period in college basketball news and scores through March Madness, so it's okay. It's all right. There's nothing happening now. I'll just have to worry about it later. But I wanted to get into the Browns.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And just sort of what the national perspective and answers have been for what they're going to do at the draft. Because the contradiction has been absolutely wild. It has been downright insane, the back and forth that we've gotten to. And, hey, these quarterbacks are really good. You should probably have faith in these quarterbacks. But, oh, by the way, the Browns are not going to have faith in these quarterbacks. Because I can sit here and say to you, I think that the Browns are probably going to draft Shedeur Sanders at 2. It sounds a whole lot like other people are not on board with drafting Shedeur Sanders at 2, and with that being sort of the answer. And that came down. We're going to play a couple of clips throughout this and just listen to the way the flip-flop happens, right? Find the way that we get in between. For instance, we'll go to Mel Kiper here, one of the lead draft analysts in the country, one of the people that you pay most attention to. Going to tell you the fact that Shador versus Cam Ward, what guy does he think right now will be the better pro at the end of the day? Here we go.
I'm going to go Shador Sanders. I'm going to be steadfast in that. I've had him number one, QB1 all along, really since last year. And love everything about the kid. I mean, people say, well, he takes too many sacks. Yes, he has to get the ball out a tick faster, but he dealt with NFL conditions. Who had to deal with what you're going to deal with in the NFL, what you're going to have to survive in the NFL? He survived hit after hit. How he did it, I don't know. To me, when you look at Shador, accuracy, slip and slide in the pocket. Yes, he can get you a 3rd and 8 first down. People say, well, he's going to run the 4.8s. Patrick Mahomes ran 4.8, 4.8, 4. Doesn't have an explosive arm. Neither did Johnny Unitas, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, another one, didn't have the explosive arm or explosive legs at 5.2, 4.40. So you can win in the NFL, win big in the NFL, going about your business like Shador Sanders does.
Right, and so Mel Kiper, an audio courtesy of ESPN, Mel Kiper higher on Shador Sanders than he is on Cam Ward. Simply put, but also understands the fact that, yeah, Cam Ward's probably going to be the number one pick. I mean, he's down to, we talked about it yesterday, I think he's like minus 1,000 odds to be the number one pick right now, either by the Titans, which is the feeling, or by anybody else. And we'll dive deeper into that, by the way, at 8:40. We talked to Terry McCormick. But, okay, so you feel better about Shador knowing that Cam's going to go there. Your natural sort of progression here is the Browns need a quarterback. If you like Shador so much and you like him even better than Cam Ward, certainly you wouldn't let him fly off the board because the Browns are in desperate need of filling that spot. It's a big change that needs to happen. If the Browns are going to be successful, we all know they have to find something in the quarterback spot. And by the way, not some hidden gem that Mel Kiper has sort of dug out of the rough. He's planted his flag with Shador Sanders being a good quarterback. And for a lot of the reasons that all of us already have, which is, yeah, he's probably going to, especially from the mental aspect, be able to hold tough. But also from the physical aspect, he's taken hits, gotten up, and continued to play. Those are all things that right now you're probably going to need your quarterback to be able to do at the pro level. You think he's going to be the better pro. Certainly, if he's better than Cam Ward, you'd still take him at 2, right? Right, Mel? Here's Mel Kiper now on who he would go with the Browns' number 2 pick and why it basically isn't Shador.
For Abdul Carter is a great pass rusher. So is Myles Garrett. It's nice to have 2 of them and in a conference with great quarterbacks. So I felt like, okay, in this defense, they haven't had that opposite Garrett. Now you can have it with Abdul Carter. Obviously, Travis Hunter is tough to pass up. He's my number one player and Fields' number one player. And Shador Sanders, I would take, but this is Cleveland. I don't know what they do. I don't know how Shador Fields met Cleveland. Deshaun Watson went there because of the money. Cleveland with Shador Sanders in that division. Keep in mind, arm strength, not his forte. So you got Cleveland weather, Baltimore weather, Pittsburgh weather, Cincinnati weather. The same thing about the Giants with Shador as well. But for Cleveland, that's what I thought. Maybe they would go pass rusher here and maybe look at one of those other quarterbacks down the line because there's about 4 or 5 quarterbacks in that next tier all bunched together.
Again, audio courtesy of ESPN. If you think Shador is so great and even reiterates in that clip, hey, I think that Shador is really good and I would take him here, but I don't know what the Browns are going to do. Very simply, Mel, I think that the Browns need a quarterback, and we know they're looking for quarterback. Would they not go with a quarterback? And this is obviously like we're honing in on Mel in this instance, but it's been nationally across the league. People who are connected to the Browns and have inside information, people who are not connected to the Browns and are just going off of feeling, and people that are draft analysts compared to just NFL analysts and getting the feel either way. It is so much of, yeah, we think Shador is a great fit, and we've seen sort of an uptick for Shador within the last, I don't know, couple of days, week or so. And it's been a lot more of positivity surrounding Shador. Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Rewind. Hello. A lot of positivity surrounding Shador Sanders. But at the same time, while we're upgrading our thoughts on Shador Sanders, we are then opting out of the Browns taking a quarterback at 2 and drafting Shador in that spot. And it's like, oh, they're going to go Abdul Carter. I don't know if it's just the assumption at this point that the Browns make the wrong pick, that they're going to go down the route of, well, if Shador's good, it means the Browns have no chance to draft him, right? They're going to mess this up some way, but it's not like that's the actual analysis. the actual analysis is, well, Abdul Carter is going to be a great pass rusher, has all of the physical traits in order to be a great pass rusher in the NFL. And the Browns are going to take him because, you know, why not? Why not go take him? And I, by the way, I love Mel's argument in there that, well, he's not going to be able to compete in Cleveland weather, Denver, or Denver's the point, right? You can't go Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincy, but you can play in Denver in a mile high.
Boulder.
It's Denver. It's Denver. They basically play in Denver. They're in Colorado. Boulder, Denver. Okay, that's like, I was trying to think of one that was also in that
Brook
same
Park,
category.
Cleveland.
Yeah, right. Well, good point by you, Jax. Yeah, sort of 10 minutes down the road. I was like, immediately, I was like, first thing in my mind was Ohio State. No, that's still Columbus. Like, it just, they did not pop into my head. But a lot of the same thing, right? Yeah, you're 10 minutes away. Boulder is basically like, if the top of the mountain is Denver, well, Boulder's basically sitting on the side of it, okay? Still cold, still bad weather. It just, it makes no sense. Why, if Shedeur Sanders is being viewed high, are you still then pushing Abdul Carter to go to the Browns? Guys, you can say what you want about getting Miles a pass rusher to play alongside of him and how great that can be, and you don't have to have the faith in Shedeur. Getting Abdul Carter, he's a pairing of a pass rusher, and you still have no offense. The Browns did not lose last year because the defense was abysmal and Miles had no help. Let's be realistic about it. The Browns lost last year and were pathetic because they had no offense. There was nobody to move the ball. All year long, the offense could not put up and sustain drives and be able to match other teams in the points that they put up. And the only time they started putting up points, they were practically putting them up for the other team, courtesy of Jameis Winston as well. You need a quarterback that can take care of the football. And if that's what you're saying Shedeur is, it makes no sense to me. I can find no reason why there's no connection there. And it's not that the Browns hate Shedeur Sanders. In fact, we've heard a lot of the opposite. We've heard from what I feel that the Browns actually really like Shedeur. And with the number two pick, it could very well be going down the road of taking Shedeur at two. Yet somehow we end up being caught up with Abdul Carter. I don't know if it's just the fact that how good of a player he is and you feel like you can't pass on him, but positional value should play a role here. Hey, 216-474-0092, why is there such a belief, and do you agree the Browns should not be taking a quarterback at two? And I'd love to hear from somebody who truly thinks Shedeur is going to be a great quarterback or going to be a good quarterback or is not a bad option there, but then also still wants Abdul Carter. Because that's my confusion. I struggle, truly struggle, to find a Browns fan who says, Shador's really good. He's really good. I think he can be a good NFL quarterback, but I'm taking Abdul Carter because he's downright better. I find a struggle to get to the same thing, which is what all of these national pundits, all of these mock draft analysts are doing, which is, yeah, Shador's great, but Browns go Abdul. You figure out the quarterback position first. You simply do. It's the way that the NFL works. You don't get to sit back and build the defense around and then eventually get to your quarterback, not in the spot that the Browns are at. If you're in rebuild mode, sure. You can do the build from the inside out, solidify the trenches, and then get your quarterback. You're not in rebuild mode. Whether you should be or not, you're not in rebuild mode. You're in, I'm going to compete right now. To compete right now, quarterback's got to be there. A good quarterback you can trust. If Shedeur is that, if what Mel Kiper is telling me and every national analyst, not every national analyst, it's a big group in there, but a lot of national analysts right now are telling me that, yes, he's a good quarterback, I'm taking him, hands down, not thinking about it. And that's not me talking from, I really like Shedeur. It would be the exact same for me if it was, well, I like Shedeur and he goes at one and Cam Ward's there. If everybody feels great about Cam Ward, you take Cam Ward. Take the quarterback. 216-474-0092. If you have a feeling as to why Shedeur would be good, but you'd still take Abdul Carter. Let's go out to the phones. Brian is in Lakewood. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I love the show. First-time caller. And I just wanted to give some perspective. I've lived in Denver, and I've grown up in Cleveland my entire life. And I will say that the differences between Cleveland's winter and Denver's winter are completely different, where you know, you have such a dry, close to the sun snow up there. And here it's wet, it's soggy, it's gross, it's muddy. I just don't see him being able to play in that sort of environment as opposed to playing in the environment in Denver, Colorado. I just kind of wanted to talk out that point a little bit.
Yeah, Brian, and not in like a way to try to stump you, but genuinely, like, what from a quarterback perspective do you think that changes?
I think it's feet work. I think in Cleveland, where they play on this artificial grass, you have the snow, you have the elements. It's going to be a lot harder for him to be moving around instead of playing on something like turf with a really powdery snow, flies around just with the wind. You know, it's a lot more, I'll say it's a lot more easy to run around in that sort of environment than it is in Cleveland, Ohio. I loved living in Denver and, you know, being able to be around the snow where it would fall the same day and then melt away. But quarterback play, I think it's a lot easier to be playing that type of ball in Boulder, Colorado than it is in Cleveland.
All right, Brian, I appreciate the call and I appreciate the insight. Am I missing something? The Browns natural grass? I thought the Browns
like
natural grass.
95% sure it's natural grass.
Yeah, I'm almost positive.
No, it is. When that guy drove over the field, they were tire tracks because it's real grass.
Okay, that's what I thought. Not a knock to Brian. I mean, it still, to some degree, stands the point he was making.
Now, in the future, it might not be.
Well, I mean, if you don't have the sun getting in, you can't go to natural grass now, can you? I'm just saying, like, it might, the point may still stand there. It might mess up your footwork a little bit. I think from a quarterback perspective, when you talk about the cold, it's a lot more like your hands being able to get a feel for the football is what I always hear quarterbacks talk about. Like, yeah, if it's you're slipping, but I think you're going to slip whether the ground's wet. That's kind of the sort of premise of it. If it's wet, you're going to slip. Sure, mud doesn't help there, but I don't see a difference there for Shador. I really don't. I don't know that that's going to be the difference maker, even with the weather being different. All right, let's go out to the phones. Let's grab Todd really quick. What's going on, Todd?
I don't know if Brian recognizes that global warming is real, and we haven't had a tough winter in Cleveland, truthfully, in 10 years, easy.
Oh, this year, Todd?
It was cold, but it wasn't a whole bunch of – it wasn't real windy this winter. It was bitter. It was colder than average, but it wasn't real windy this winter, and we didn't get that much snow.
Listen, Todd, I'm not in Ward 1. I reside in Mentor, and I very – humbly disagree due to the snow that was basically up to my waist for half of the winter.
Hey, man. It wasn't like that in Cleveland, and the Browns play in Cleveland.
It was okay. Lesser. I think we still got pretty good snow. But, yeah, it was definitely less.
Yeah, and it's been we've had – I don't know if you grew up in the area, but we've had 10 – and comparatively speaking, if you're at least 20 years old, we've had 10 soft winters, comparatively speaking. So there's one thing that Brian didn't mention. The ball flies better out in Colorado. Did he say that?
I don't believe he did. I did not
hear it. Yeah, the ball flies better in Colorado. I mean, it's football and baseball. That's a hitter's field for baseball.
Right.
And it's a quarterback's field for football. But I'm still in the same position, man. If the Browns don't move off of that second pick, I don't believe they're real. I'm sincere. I'm not joking as a, you know, or anything like that. I really believe if they don't move off that second pick, they're not trying to win. Something is shady about those people. They need to get up off that second pick. But I will say this. I like that Abdul Carter plays some good linebacker as well as defensive end. And they need a linebacker. They have a good defensive end on the other side of Miles, not as good as Abdul. But the fact that dude is skilled at playing linebacker means a lot. And Pierce is going to be there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about.
So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At some point, and a little bit further back in the draft, they probably should be looking at him. So that's where I'm at with it. No, they don't need a quarterback. They need to move back.
All right, Todd, I appreciate the call. I don't know. Trading back does not feel like a great option. I mean, it's an option. I'm not saying it's terrible, but if you're not getting Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter or Shador Sanders, feels like moving back could be real dangerous. All right, 216-474-0092. I do want to get more of your thoughts on this. Chuck, Dave, I see you there. We'll get you coming up here in about 5 minutes as well. We'll get to the station buzz where you can hear the most pressing things from all of our guests today across the station. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here on The Fan. The Giants have made a splash in the quarterback market. Former Cleveland Brown, it is Jameis Winston being signed. An odd move. And it's something that we are going to have to talk about. Because normally I would see Jameis get signed and be like, oh, this means absolutely nothing, right? There's nothing to be worried about here. Well, guys, this changes at least something. There's a mindset change in one direction or the other now for the Giants, and it's going to relate to the Browns. Because either... And there's it's not even an either. There's a several scenario here. We are in several different options. Either... Today, Aaron Rodgers met with the Steelers, and we'll talk about this later in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Either he met with the Steelers and came to the conclusion, yeah, I'm basically going to sign in Pittsburgh, New York. You're no longer an option. And he told New York that, so they said, we got to go get another quarterback. And they came to the conclusion that Jameis Winston was the quarterback they want. And they got there, and it's, again, on a two-year deal worth about $8 million a year, up to $16 million with incentives. They either got there, the Giants said, we're sick of waiting, and we don't like Russ, we're not signing Russ, let us go get Jameis Winston. Or they're basically just punting on a quarterback in the draft and saying, no, we don't want Shador Sanders. We'll make that very clear to you right now. We'll probably take Russ or Aaron alongside Jameis Winston to be the backup, but then you're not taking a quarterback in the draft. And we have gone down the absolute rabbit hole of things that the Giants can be doing. This is quite frankly stunning to me. I did not see Jameis and the Giants linking up. It, definitely not in this point in free agency. I thought we were going to be in a quarterback stalemate, just of nothing happening. And now we've entered territory of Giants have a quarterback, and here we are. What do you think that the Giants are actually going through and thinking here with the signing of Jameis Winston? If you want to get your thoughts in, 216-474-0092. I think that ultimately, if I had to take a guess here,
is tonight a must win?
I think they're pretty much done with Rodgers. They're not waiting. They're taking a look at Jameis as a potential starter, a veteran who can be in the room, and if nothing else, bridge their way to a quarterback. that they're going to take in the draft. Which then is going to play a factor into what the Browns are doing here. Because either Shador's very much an option or not an option at all now for the Giants at three, which is still sort of the same case that it was before. But if you sit here and you're the Browns, if they're going to sign Jameis Winston and then also get a rookie, and they're going to bypass on Russ, the reports that we had gotten, most notably, I think the one that I remember at least hearing was from Mary Kay Cabot at Cleveland.com, saying that they would be interested in signing Russ, and that it was definitely something they're considering, but also kind of just waiting around like the rest of the NFL. But there you go. It's the possibility Russ might be making his way to Cleveland. And we'll have to sit back and see what happens. But I think Russell Wilson instantly becomes more of a potential option the minute that Jameis Winston steps onto a field for the Giants. The minute they decide it's time for us to get a quarterback and Aaron Rodgers is not that quarterback, Russell Wilson becomes very on the table. Because who else is going to get Russ? I would be highly doubtful that he lands somewhere without a job. Right, and he starts this year not on a team. So where else is he going to go? Your options are basically back to Pittsburgh, which the only real chance of that happening is Aaron Rodgers hitting the retire button at this point, because I don't think anybody else is interested. It's basically Steelers or nothing right now. Congratulations, Aaron. Or they're willing to just double up on veteran quarterbacks in New York. You're either getting there or you're getting nowhere, and Russ isn't going to Tennessee. So you're basically Cleveland or Pittsburgh if you're Russ, too. I just think that now it makes the quarterback market a little bit different. Again, if you're looking at Jameis as a backup, maybe. Guys, that's a little bit of a hefty price to pay for a backup quarterback. No. Like up to $8 million a year for a backup quarterback. What Jameis was making, I think, $4 million when he was in Cleveland. Like, that's... You're doubling up his money to be a backup quarterback in New York. The Giants got more money to throw around. I mean, the New York Giants, for one, and two, take a look at the roster. Not exactly paying out big contracts at the moment. But I don't think they're handing $8 million for a guy to sit on the bench. I don't think that they'd be actively involved in trying to do that. I think that they look at Jameis at least somewhat as a potential starter for their team. And again, you're now in danger territory for the Browns. You're now in territory, and we're basically on QB watch with what I thought was going to be a holdup for weeks. I think has become the Browns could be a lot closer to signing a veteran than not right now. They could be a lot closer to making a deal done and actually having somebody in the room who could be your starter week one immediately after tonight. Jameis Winston going to New York is just... One, congratulations to Jameis, because that's going to be a media frenzy. You put that man in the Big Apple, it's going to be something else. But truthfully, if you're signing him to that contract, there can't be much here. And there was never a sort of thought that Jameis was coming back to the Browns, right? I think that was pretty much out the window. We had talked about that. So I don't think it directly takes him off the board as like, oh, this isn't an option. And now there's one last guy for you to look at, although there is. The market now shrinks once again. But instead of it being, there's not a guy here for you, it's sort of like, yeah, okay, here's where we get to. Again, 216-474-0092. Do you think that this changes the Browns' plans at quarterback moving forward? Let's go out to the phones. Dave is in Cuyahoga Falls. Dave, your reaction to Jameis Winston being a New York Giant?
Good. Let him go there. I don't think. I think he's going to be the starter. The reason why I called is I would not take Shadir Sanders as number two. The only way I would if Cam Ward gets picked up number one, my number two choice would be Travis Hunter. The reason why I say that is the Browns already have two young defensive ends, and if you get Carter in that bunch, you have three young defensive ends that they're going to rely on, and he's the same as what they would be. I would go for Travis Hunter because you put him as a number two or number three receiver, and that puts better, more pressure on the defense, because I think he'd be more valuable as a receiver. So I, you know, if Jameis wants to go to New York, good, happy for him. I would go with Russ for right now, and then maybe pick that other number three quarterback and groom him and let him sit for a year, and then you don't have to rush him.
All right, Dave, I appreciate it. I don't know that that's like, it's an option at this point. I don't know if this changes the Browns' plans at two. It shouldn't, right? Obviously, not the grand. Jameis is not individually changing the plans at two. But in terms of the grand scheme thing, getting this to be figured out, if you did get Russ, I don't know that it changes what you're doing at two. It definitely plays a factor into it. But my God. I got Jameis Winston going to New York at this point in the year. I don't know. We'll do some digging and see if anybody thinks that he's going to be the starter. I would think that there has to be something. It's backup quarterback, maybe type money at $8 million. I just don't know that I'm convinced there. Tom Pelissero saying, Tommy DeVito, now they add Jameis Winston on a backup deal, giving them options as their pursuit of Aaron Rodgers continues, and they weigh what they want to do at number three overall. You only get one or the other. Even if Jameis is the backup, I don't know, $8 million backup deal money right now in the NFL?
A Jameis and Aaron Rodgers quarterback room would be awesome. Awful. I think it'd awful. Be awesome.
Those are two guys who are not the same at all.
But it would be hilarious.
I think they'd want to kill each other by the end of the year. Or more realistically, I think Aaron might end up
that
trying to kill Jameis by the end of the year.
All over again if they're doing
no, they're not even every team declined it. But it would be something. It would be a spectacle. That's New York for you. We'll talk about it more on the other side. We'll also get into what Aaron Rodgers could possibly do. And if you want to jump in, 216-474-0092. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.